Now we take up the formula of communication. The formula of communication is cause, distance, effect. But actually, there is a much longer way of stating this. That's communication in this universe, or any universe, would be cause, distance, effect. We're talking about a universal type communication, which has space, a communication which takes place in space. It goes under that law, cause, distance, effect. Otherwise, you have no beingnesses or individualities. And we discover here the definition of communication. Communication is the consideration and action of impelling an impulse or particle from source point across a distance to receipt point with the intention of bringing into being at the receipt point a duplication of that which emanated from the source point. Well, you see, you couldn't have a source point or a receipt point acting unless there was some attention involved. There'd have to be an intention and attention involved. So we get the formula of communication is cause, distance, effect. We're still talking about a universe-type communication, you understand. The formula of communication is cause, distance, effect with attention and duplication. So attention has entered in here. The component parts of communication are consideration, intention, attention, cause, source point, distance, effect, receipt point, duplication, the velocity of the impulse or particle, nothingness or somethingness. When we get into nothingness or somethingness, we're into affinity. We're in over there to affinity. We've gotten over there. But as long as we're at this reality, we're talking about degree of duplication. And let's discover something about the communication formula. Let's find out that if you put in a wire in New York City to San Francisco, and this wire said, "Dear, I love you," and the wire arrived in San Francisco as, "Dear, dear, I loathe you," something would have happened there. You'd hardly call that a good communication line. A perfect communication requires a perfect duplication at the receipt point of that which emanated from the cause point. Cause, as we understand it, is simply defined as source point. And effect, as we understand it, is simply defined as receipt point. This is all the definition we have of cause and effect. And if you want to add some more significance to it, you're perfectly welcome. But remember in processing that there are no further significances to cause and effect than source point and receipt point. This duplication is quite interesting. What would happen to the person in San Francisco on this imperfect duplication? He wouldn't be seeing eye to eye with you particularly. Would he? So we have entered affinity.